Welcome back to America Tonight. Each and every show, of course, we start off swinging with the true insiders from the Capitol. None better than Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Ellen, not away somewhere like the Sudan. She doesn't have jet lag. You don't have jet lag, right?
Well, no. I mean, I'm sort of getting used to it.
Good for you. You gave me a great tip, by the way, because when we went to Ireland, the melatonin that you told me about, that worked.
Oh, great. Well, yep. It does work. It's amazing.
Yep. For anyone who gets jet lag or you're traveling, that's something to look forward. All right. So probably some of these candidates are getting jet lag, and we're talking about the two that are vying for president, Mitt Romney and Obama, trying to repeat, get a second term. And I'm going to ask you this because you're from Ohio. I'm looking at all these different crazy polls, and now they're saying that Romney is getting a big bump in Ohio. Ellen, what's happening in Ohio?
The issue is get out the vote, and Ohio is very good at doing that. They have been putting in the infrastructure for the last, really, 4 years, and they had it in place for the last election. Of course, the last election was a complete blowout, but there is that real ability to get out the vote, and that is what Ohio is good at.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, the Secretary of State appealed the Supreme Court deal on absentee votes because, you know, this is that whole suppression issue again.
Right. So basically what happened is Ohio passed the law saying you cannot do absentee votes within 3 days of the election.
Yeah.
So then of course, was run by the Republicans, and the Ohio Democratic Party appealed to a federal court. They got supported. In other words, they found the Ohio law was unconstitutional. They went to the appellate court. The appellate court upheld the lower court. And today, the Republicans went to the Supreme Court. Don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah. All right, so we'll stay tuned on that. How about Mitt Romney weighing in on the whole VP thing? It's Ryan and Biden a couple of days. What do you think happens in this debate? Do you think it's going to be a knockout by either side or kind of a draw?
I think that Governor Romney thinks that the vice president has had debating experience on a vice presidential level, which, of course, he did 4 years ago, but that also all those years in the Senate have really given him the ability to debate very well. But what a lot of people are saying is that the almost 28-year difference between the two of them is going to bring up issues like Medicare, the generational issues, whether they like it or not, whether they're prepared for that or not.
Yeah. The whole thing of Big Bird has been crazy, and we've got that. We're going to let everybody hear that tape. But Mitt Romney now going for the jugular with Obama on the whole Big Bird issue.
Well, yes. Governor Romney said that he would zero out funding for a corporation for public broadcasting. The Big Bird people came out today saying that they're not political and they don't support any candidate when the Obama people came out with the Big Bird ad, which originally I thought was stupid, and then I saw the ad and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I did too. We have the ad. We're going to let everyone hear the ad too. What's going on with Karl Rove? I ran into him at the airport, your friend Karl Rove, on the way to the Republican convention. He's got those two hot super PACs. He's the money man. Some people say, Ellen, it's Democrats versus Karl Rove, but he's not pumping much dough into the House races, focusing on some of those key Senate areas. Are you surprised by that?
Somewhere between 7 and 10 million have gone into the Ohio, both presidential and to my cousin by marriage, Josh Mandel's race against the Democrat, Sherrod Brown. But apparently they've only poured about $2 million of all his PAC money into House races. So they obviously think they're going to hold the House, and they're not too worried about it.
There you go. So they're not even putting any of the dough there. That shows you what they're thinking as far as the chess match is concerned. Jay Carney, you guys cover the White House like no other. Jay Carney, the mouthpiece, saying that if Romney wants to what? Deepen the commitment in Syria, he needs to say that. Is that true? That's what he said?
Right. Well, he's basically saying, you know, that he thinks that we ought to arm more of the rebels directly. And Jay Carney's saying, hey, you want to do that? Fine. Tell us what you're going to do.
Also, let's end with this one. Chuck Schumer, longtime senator from New York. What was the deal with the thrust of his tax speech at the press club?
Well, he basically said we need to raise taxes on the upper percent. They need to go up to, I think he said 38%. Don't get me exactly on the numbers. And then, of course, Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate minority leader, said this is very irresponsible. It's going to create a bigger deficit. So it goes. What else is new?
What else is new? Ellen Ratner, you're always a delight. Thanks so much. We appreciate your insights. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour in America Tonight, we're going to visit our friend in the West Coast. That would be Mr. Stephen Shohet, talking a little bit about politics and Saturday Night Live. If you've watched any episodes of Saturday Night, you know that they really make their, or really their bread and butter is some of the politics, the poking fun. Very big when it came to Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama has been imitated by a couple of different guys, and certainly all of the people who have run for president, some of the bigger senators and congresspeople. And we'll talk about the significance of that and what it's meant over the years, some of the big players when it comes to some of the big players, actors-wise, when it comes to politics and Saturday Night Live. Romney making some huge gains, especially in some of those battleground places, making the noise in Ohio, as I mentioned to Ellen. Is this the significant bounce that may stick or not? The latest swing state poll out of New Hampshire even shows Romney closing a 15-point gap and pulling within 6 points of Obama. That's pretty big. The from New Hampshire to the state where I went to college and where Ellen grew up, the big one, because Ohio, so goes Ohio, so goes the Republican president, or so it has been in the past, but real clear politics. The average of polling now shows Romney leading by less than 1%. One percentage point in Florida, and Obama leading by the same airtight margin, if you will, in Ohio. Wow. How about that? So maybe the expectations for that VP debate could be a little heightened because of the tightness of the polls. And I always say what you want about them, but there's a reason why the Republican henchmen and the Democratic strategists in the same position pay attention to the numbers they're seeing, because they do spell out clearly a few things. If Romney is tightening in the polls, if he's getting closer to Obama, that means more people are thinking of voting for Mitt Romney. Doesn't mean he's going to win the election, but it means it may be closer than most people think, and there is a danger to Barack Obama because there's not a comfortable lead. Well, to me, you can't get enough daylight between Jerry Sandusky and a prison cell. Finally, in court, gets the sentencing, and not surprisingly, Sandusky gets 30 years at least. That means the rest of his life, unless he's immortal, and we know he's not, thank God. So the chapter is closed somewhat on this Penn State abuse scandal. Let's hope it's closing in on a few other places where this may be happening as well. So Sandusky finally facing some of his accusers. We're going to talk about that coming up on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1776.50. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1820.19, $9.10.10 for a half ounce, or $455.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $1820.19, $9.10.10, and $455.05.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Tonight, talking about a hodgepodge of things, but the things that we care about, the election, the polls, what's happening, what's shaking in those battleground states, and the biggie, is what happened in court with Jerry Sandusky. Oh, let's close the cell on this guy. I'm sick of talking about him, other than the fact that the sick abuses of this man have opened the eyes to what can happen in situations where somebody in the coaching ranks or authority gets the opportunity to be near too many children, and then you look what happens. So finally facing the music, and Sandusky has to listen to a couple of his accusers, which I have to believe is a thing that will unburden some of the people that were involved in that process. Because can you imagine? And the answer is, given being in those horrible shoes, I would want the chance to look this guy in the face and say, what do you think you're doing? Talking about being a victim, you have to be kidding me. I mean, can't he just go away? Why didn't he just go away in the first place? It's never that easy, is it? So 30 years, minimum 30 years, which means the rest of his life And Penn State, it's not over with. Penn State, by the way, is still on trial. There are a lot of things that Penn State still is going to have to answer for. But Sandusky now, does he move forward and try to appeal? Joe Amendola, his attorney, had this to say after the sentencing.
Jerry was such a beast, such a monster. Why didn't the attorney general arrest him with the first investigation? Get him off the streets rather than allow him out for another 3 years. But all I'm suggesting to you is getting back to due process and why Mr. Sandusky wasn't given more time to go to trial.
Please, does this guy need any more time? I mean, stone face, no remorse. His family was there with him. The victim's testimony, confronting him, and he was just stone cold. I mean, stone cold while it was going on. The victims were emotional when they looked at the court and faced down this convicted in the jumpsuit pedophile who, this is it for you, buddy. You can claim that you're innocent all you want, but I don't think anyone's buying what he's selling. Victim number five said this during the sentencing. This is a quote: "The sentence will never erase what he did to me. It'll never make me whole. He must pay for his crimes. Take into account the tears, the pain, the private anguish. The pain is real, and it will be inside me forever." That's what victim number five had to say. He said that he'll never forget the image of Sandusky forcing himself on me and forcing my hands on him. Sandusky maintains he is innocent. He insisted that he did not do, as he called them, these disgusting acts, which is even more vile to hear these victims say what they're saying and have this guy deny everything, not apologize.
What a delusional individual he is.
Yes. Yes, what a delusional individual. While these poor men, these grown men, are sitting there, and you hear what he says, that he'll never get that image burned out of his brain. It doesn't matter whatever happens.
It's very sickening to hear him go on the conspiracy theory kind of track. Because, honestly, I mean, that's the conspiracy theory of the conspiracy of all conspiracies, because you have so many people that are involved that have accused him of doing things. You have Mike McCreary who witnessed things.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a conspiracy. You did this and you deserve to be punished for it.
Absolutely. And he got caught. So the thing is that he was so walking in rarefied air that he thought he was above the law. And they finally got this scumbag. They finally nailed him. So he can scream and maintain that he's innocent, but we're not buying what he's selling. He said it a couple different times in court. Victim number four said that he should confess his guilt. And see, that's the thing. If he confessed, that would make them feel maybe a little better, not better and cured and feeling any sense of anything for Sandusky, except for at least he says, I did it. I'm sorry. I'm whatever. There's no I'm sorry coming out of this guy's lips. So number four says, one thing that's critical for victims' healing is an acknowledgement of guilt. Sandusky is stunting that healing. He's stunting it. He is either delusional or the victim of one of the most comprehensive conspiracies of mankind. Now, those words come from the attorney who's speaking for victim number four. And it's just unbelievable. I will not forgive you, Jerry Sandusky. This is words of victim number four. And I will not forgive you, but I ask that the other victims forgive me for not coming forward sooner. And see, that's the thing. There's also that guilt of knowing, with the timeline that was so prevalently out there, had other people come forward, maybe he could have been stopped before and wouldn't have gotten to as many people as he had. I mean, it's a twisted thing. Pedophiles really don't believe they did anything wrong a lot of times in their bizarre universe. Just that they were helping people and loving them. Oh, awful. And at least there was a confrontation moment there. At least there was a chance for people, some of them who were victimized by him, to get their chance to face him down in a courtroom. And Sandusky, he looks, to me, he has all the signs of looking guilty and fooling himself that he's not. So 30 years, at least, minimum, he's done. He can speak out. He can say he's a victim, didn't get a fair shake, didn't have time to prepare, all that other stuff. Nobody cares. Nobody's buying what he's selling. And he won't win the second time around. If they do the appeal thing, which they will, he's not going to go anywhere with that. Guarantee it. It's not going to happen. So, is this the fair sentence? Should there have been more? Should, as someone suggested, there have been the death penalty attached to this crime because of what it does to the people who are left behind? Abuse is a terrible thing in any form, and could there be a worse situation where you have young boys trusting the coach, the leader, the person in the position of power who they're looking up to? Keep this number handy so you can ring in and weigh in on Sandusky, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But remember, coming up, waiting in the wings, Stephen Showhead, our man in Hollywood, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movie, this time around, politics and Saturday Night Live. I think politics is really what put Saturday Night Live on the map. If you think back to Chevy Chase and some of the other SNL players and the way they were able to make fun of the politics of the day, that has carried over and in some cases has breathed new life into a show that was lackluster, especially last election cycle with the Sarah Palin imitation by Tina Fey, the debates, mocking the debates, and a lot of people just tuning in, even the candidates themselves, getting that this is only, in a sense, it's only shining a light on what they're doing. If anything, McCain was able to make fun of himself. Sarah Palin made fun of herself. All of them at some point made a little cameo appearance on Saturday Night Live. So we'll talk about that. Your favorite folks who did a great job with their imitations. It's pretty tough to imitate some of the presidents that we've had, and now we've had a second person doing it this time around on Barack Obama, and I think they
Jake
both
Carroll's
have nailed
really
it.
Good.
I was just going to say that. I think he's really nailed that Obama. I think he's nailed him, his movements, everything. So we're talking about that on the flip side.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
From the Magnus Arena at the University of Denver in Denver, Colorado. I'm Jim Lehrer, anchor of the PBS NewsHour on your local public broadcasting station. Thank you for joining us at the first of the 2012 presidential debates between President Barack Obama, the Democratic nominee, and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee. And now, let's welcome the candidates. Gentlemen, welcome to you both. The first question is about the economy, and President Obama, having won the coin toss, will go first. Mr. President, what are the major differences between you and Governor Romney and how you would go about creating new jobs?
Well, before I begin, Jim, I first want to thank Governor Romney and the University of Denver for your hospitality. There are a lot of points I want to make tonight. But most importantly, what is exactly... One, you know, that exactly happened 20 years ago today. I became the luckiest man on earth when Michelle Obama agreed to marry me. Happy anniversary, sweetie.
All right, you have to love that. The imitations of Barack Obama. Now somebody new, one of the new players, has taken over in that spot. And it's just brilliant, I think, some of the characterizations of our politicians that Saturday Night Live has done throughout the years. And it's really their bread and butter. In the wings, joining us as he does each and every week, is Stephen Shohet, the author of Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, great, Kate. How are you?
Have you watched Saturday Night Live over the years and seen some of these little things that we're talking about?
Yeah, off and on over the years. I haven't always watched it, but you know, I guess I go back to the beginning. When Chevy Chase first started playing Gerald Ford, Gerald Ford actually found it funny. I mean, Gerald Ford had that incident where he fell off Air Force One, and so Saturday Night Live thought it would be funny to make fun of his clumsiness, even though he usually wasn't that clumsy of a man. He was a former athlete, a football player, and so they came up with a gag called Operation Stumble Bum, where the aides of Gerald Ford would fall over whenever he did to make it seem like it was a common occurrence. And Chevy Chase actually met President Ford at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and they got along splendidly, and Ford made fun of himself. So it was decided by Ford's press secretary, Ron Nissen, go on the show, go on Saturday Night Live, show that we're not really bothered by this. And they even got President Ford to narrate the opening and say, live from New York, it's Saturday night. Well, Lorne Michaels decided that he didn't want to be like Bob Hope, in the sense that Bob Hope, he always felt, was too soft on presidents because he played golf with them after he sort of made fun of them. And he wanted to show that he was not in the tank in any way for President Ford. So what happened was that night, the show was really, really raunchy. I mean, Gilda Radner was making sex jokes, all sorts of things that Nissen, the press secretary, hadn't been paying much attention to, because he was concentrating on his own skits. And it came off really, really bad, and people wrote letters to newspapers saying, if President Ford hosted a show like this, he's too dumb to be president. And it probably had an effect, although it's very hard to say, on the election, ultimately, with Jimmy Carter defeating President Ford.
Yeah. I mentioned this before you came on. Certainly, the Sarah Palin performance by Tina Fey really hit the mark, including Palin so brilliantly coming on herself. And same thing with McCain, and even his wife made a little cameo during the election cycle. And I think it's great that they embrace this all-in-good-fun thing, even if they're being ripped. I think that can't hurt the politicians, whether they end up winning or not. I say may as well embrace when somebody's imitating you. Don't they say that's the most sincere form of flattery anyway, right?
Yeah, you got to, although Saturday Night Live is like a cobra almost with them, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. But I guess you really have no choice to try and show that you have a sense of humor, even though you're bothered. I'll tell you what burned President Carter is when he invited Chevy Chase to the Kennedy Center, because he wanted to see him do the Ford imitation. But Chevy Chase brought Dan Aykroyd along with him, and he started doing the Carter imitation, and President Carter quickly got out of there. I mean, he couldn't handle it for very long. So I mean, you could definitely backfire on you, and it's unpredictable. And it certainly seemed to help President Obama win the last election, because there was a poll that said that of the people who watched the Saturday Night Live skits on the presidential election, which of course Tina Fey was most notable for, probably 59% voted for Obama and 39% voted for McCain. You know, Tina Fey, kind of like Chevy Chase, they were both hired as writers, not as actors on that show, or not as sketch players. But then circumstance, I mean, Lorne Michaels made Chevy Chase do Gerald Ford live on TV. And of course, Tina Fey seemed to look a lot like Sarah Palin. And so even though she wasn't an impressionist, and even though her parents were Goldwater Republicans, interestingly enough, she really took on the role, and I think Sarah Palin enjoyed it at first, but I think once there were things said maybe about Sarah Palin's children in the Tina Fey sketches, I think she changed her mind and probably not too happy about it, even though she appeared on the show with good humor.
Yeah, the thing is, too, talking about what the bounce or what it is that you get out of this from politics, showing the humanish side, I guess, the character flaws and whatnot of the people who are running for Saturday Night Live, at times it has given their ratings a huge boost, don't you think, Stephen?
Absolutely. I think when Tina Fey played Sarah Palin, I think it was their highest ratings in like 7 years.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's definitely something that people want to pay attention to. They want to see, especially with the internet. And it's a tough balance for Lorne Michaels and the other people who have produced it. I mean, going back to Chevy Chase, he did say that he wanted Gerald Ford to lose, even though the real ironic thing was that Chevy Chase had an alcohol problem and ended up checking into the Betty Ford Center, and President Ford and Betty Ford happened to visit, and they all got along. And again, years later, Gerald Ford showed no resentment and was friendly to Chevy Chase and took him on a tour of the Grand Rapids and made jokes about his clumsiness once again. Later on, years after the election was over, he said gracious things. But I think even though obviously most of the people on Saturday Night Live, you know, operating in New York are probably liberals, I really do think they do try and find a balance with things and try to be fair, but you know, maybe other people have different opinions. I think whatever side loses the election, of course, is going to be kind of myth that those sketches were on there.
Yeah, that's true. If you're on the other side of it, you look at it through different eyes. Otherwise, you say, "All right, why not? It's all in good fun." Then, of course, if I've
right.
won the thing, yeah, it's
right.
interesting. It's interesting to see how it's evolved over the years. Stephen, would you believe we're out of time? So we'll do it again next week.
All right, HollywoodStories.com. Thanks, Kate.
All right, check it out. Always good. He's the best storyteller around, I'm telling you. He's great. I mean, he gets it, and that book is terrific. I've actually, there's very few books I've reread in my life, and I've actually reread that book because it's got those great snippets that you can go back and look at and say, oh, that's what happens. It's the behind-the-scenes stuff, which actually for Saturday Night Live, there's been a couple of times where they've pumped out books about the behind-the-scenes, how they came up with certain things, and because it's all sketch play that they're doing during the week, and with politics, it kind of makes sense. There's so much material there, the faux pas, the things that happen. It's very easy to take that and twist it in a different direction or really exaggerate some of the things that have happened, especially with the debates. And you could hear the one snippet that Matt played there where Obama didn't fare well in what happened last week. So it was easy to poke fun at him because he seemed very discombobulated. And clearly that was portrayed in that sketch without a doubt. All right, we're not playing around. Coming up on the flip side, what's new on DVD, some other odds and ends. And if you want to chime in, 855- 866-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that betrayal mistakes, that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you. You got walk around in a day with your pockets back. Go see a woman, she ain't even there. Sing with your mind on your track of time. Before I think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind.
So all right, so we're swinging through the final tunnel here on this hour of America tonight. Quickly, I want to tell you what's out on DVD. I decided I'm going to make sure that I do that each and every week. You know, I'm always pushing when I do the cheap movie reviews that some of these things you should watch on DVD rather than go and plunk down your money on the big screen. Prometheus might have been one of those. It's a bunch of scientists who travel through the universe on a spaceship called Prometheus. And they want to investigate alien life forms. That's a new concept, huh? The scientists get stranded on an alien world, and they are struggling to survive. Pardon me for laughing. They can see that there are all kinds of horrors they're going to experience, and it's not just a threat to themselves, but all of mankind. In the theater, this flick grossed $126 million. It's R-rated. Maybe if you're exhausted and you just feel like watching something, Charlize Theron is in it. Ridley Scott directed it. Guy Pearce, Patrick Wilson, some names that you might recognize. Might not be bad for a rental if you get it on the cheap. Rock of Ages. This was another bomb of a movie. In the theaters, this movie made a grand sum of $38 million. And what an all-star cast. Tom Cruise, Bryan Cranston, who I love from Breaking Bad. Also, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Russell Brand, Alec Baldwin, Paul Giamatti, Julianne Hough. They certainly had names in this, but, you know, musicals don't work so well. I'm trying to think of other musicals that have been the, like, Xanadu in the past, if we wanted to dive into history. There was Chicago, and that won some Academy Awards, and that did okay. But it's very rare that you hit it out of the park, I think, nowadays, with any kind of a musical, especially with the ages of the majority of people who go to the movies. So Rock of Ages fell flat. And also, there were a lot of heavy producers on this, including Tobey Maguire. So they thought it was funny and thought that it would have some legs, but it did not. The Raven. Only $16 million, right? John Cusack, the lead guy in this one. And it's a whole serial killer thing. And it's a fictionalized account of Edgar Allan Poe's life in which he is pursuing a serial killer. Maybe a decent concept, it just didn't play well on the big screen. Just didn't do well. The others that are out are not worth it, except for, I don't know, maybe The Courier. The Courier is about $1 million that was supposed to be delivered in a briefcase to a man that was determined not to be found. Oh, my. Deliver it in this direction. Mickey Rourke is in the movie. Lily Taylor, who I like, is also in the movie. That could be kind of a sleeper thing that would be worth a rental. It would probably be on the cheap, too. Your best bet, though, of all of them is the one that I was actually laughing at, what the overview of it is Prometheus. Prometheus with the whole alien thing. Aliens are still big, 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 big. All right, speaking of aliens, what would an alien think if they landed on our planet today and looked at the politics happening in the United States? Will they just be aghast and think, what is wrong with these people, the things that they're arguing about? Doesn't this seem to be the same thing over and over and over and over again? And unfortunately, this time around, it's worse when we talk about what's in your wallet, and that absolutely is the focus. I mean, we already know that. We've already discovered that. We all know it. We're living it. We don't need national polls to tell us the economy is the number one thing that ails us. And there's just not enough jobs and they're to meet the need, and there's just not enough people who are thriving. The days of really thriving more than surviving seem to be in the rearview mirror, and many of us want to see that turned around. Capitalism is the backbone of the country that has made us such a great nation, and small businesses make up the majority of businesses that pump out stuff in the United States still, because we still are number one in manufacturing, but we are holding on for dear life. You know, let's put it that way. Holding on for dear life. So I mentioned at the top that the race is tightening up in the battleground state of Ohio. That's big because statistically we look back over the years and any Republican who's been elected, for that matter, any presidents, Ohio is the common denominator. They win Ohio. So early voting is happening right now. A new poll shows a pretty close one in the race for the Buckeye states. 18 electoral votes in all in Ohio. 51% of likely voters, according to a CNN ORC international poll in Ohio, say they're backing Obama. 47 support Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee. And that is just close. It shows that in this state, with so much at stake, it is still very, very close. Lots of money has been spent on TV. In fact, check this out. The campaigns, the committees, the super PACs, and independent groups have spent, you ready for this? Bum, ba, da, da, my own special sound effects. $92 million to run ads on TV in Ohio since the start of the general election. Wow, $20 million has just happened in the last couple of weeks because you have early voting, we're getting closer to the election, we're less than 4 weeks away from November 6th, and we'll see where Ohio goes. The Libertarian candidate, who you've heard spots for on this show, Gary Johnson, and a couple of others, are still on the presidential ballot in Ohio. When their names were added to the poll, I mentioned Obama 48, Romney 45, Johnson has 3%, so he is getting a little bit of the vote. It's interesting to see people like the appeal of Gary and some of the things that he's run on and some of the things that he's done in the past. So not enough to push him into the driver's seat in Ohio, but he's making absolutely some noise. People are paying attention to Gary. All right, one other odd and end kind of story for you. Boy, there was a lot of them. It's a strange week. So in this hour, we talked about Sandusky, the cruel monster, still not apologizing for what happened and not even realizing, just completely delusional. He gets the max, though. He's gone. There's no way he sees the light of day. Talking about Ohio being the real battleground state for what that's worth, seeing that it's a lot closer than it was originally, so the gap is starting to close, certainly. And then this one last story here about what's happening with the NFL. The NFL, we've talked about this whole bounty hunting thing, and because so many of you play fantasy football or you do our Nail the Score thing, the football commissioner, Roger Goodell, decided to uphold the suspensions of four of the current and former Saints players accused of taking part in the bounty program that was 3 years there. He reduced the terms for two of the team members, two of them. So that's huge, because lopping off the games may help them. For example, Anthony Hargrove, he had an 8-game penalty, and it was cut to 7. But Will Smith and Jonathan Vilma didn't get any change to their suspensions. They're huge players for that team. It's been very strange for the Saints to try to straighten it out, because they were hit pretty hard. But they clearly had evidence of bounty hunting there, and in some very, very, very big games. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.